Well, it's hard to tell unless you do your homework. That doorbuster deal on a TV or other electronic product could be a real steal on a great item, or it could be the model that's been cranked out in a limited run just for Black Friday. In the business, these are known as derivative products. Sometimes the manufacturer simply gives an existing product a new model number. In other cases, they make changes to the current model in order to hit a lower price point. For example, they could have one less HDMI input or use lower quality parts to hit that lower price.
Why do this?
Well, it's basically a strategy devised by the manufacturers in conjunction with the retailers that makes it harder for you, the shopper, to do direct comparison shopping because you're not going to see that exact same model anywhere else, and you probably can't find any reviews about it. They can make claims about huge discounts, and again, because it's never been sold at that price, there's no way for you to really tell what's going on here.
Now, one example you point to in your column is the Roku SE. What's that about?
The website DealNews.com recently flagged the Roku SE streaming player as being a Black Friday derivative. Roku says the SE, which stands for Special Edition, has a suggested retail price of $49.99, which will be slashed to a deep Black Friday discount of just $25. The company told NBC News this is a limited-time, limited-quantity streaming player only available for Black Friday, similar to the Roku One. In a blog post titled, "Roku created a new device to confuse us all during Black Friday," Deal News asks, "Can you really say that the Roku SE is 50% off if you never actually sold it for full price?" Interesting question.
Is there any way then, Herb, to spot these limited edition products made just for Black Friday and those people who are often waiting out in the cold to get their hands on this stuff?
The best you can do, Dimitri, is take the model number and search for it. If the only results you get are on Black Friday ads, you can't find any reviews, chances are it's one of these derivative products made specifically for Black Friday. It might be a good deal, it might not. It's just really hard to know. If you're focused on price, that may be just the way to go for you. If you're looking for quality, a good set with good performance and good reliability, you might be better off spending a little bit more. And remember, in many cases, these doorbuster deals will be available online this year as well as at the store, so you might not have to camp out for hours and hours, even if you decide you want that blockbuster deal.
After all is said and done, Herb, is Black Friday the best time to get a new TV?
You know, it's really hard to tell. It's not like there are only going to be sales on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. There are a lot of sets in the marketplace right now. The market has been sluggish. If retailers find themselves stuck with a lot of inventory, they're going to drop prices as we head closer to Christmas. And remember, if you don't really need a set right now, the big sales on the 2015 models will take place in January, right before we hit Super Bowl.